To introduce our lesson this evening, we want to read two passages of Scripture. The first is John chapter 15 and verse 14, and the other verse is Mark chapter 3 and verse 35. Let's first read John 15 and verse 14. Jesus is speaking. He says, "Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you." And then Mark chapter 3 and verse 35. This is the last verse of Mark chapter 3, and once again Jesus is speaking. He said, "For whosoever shall do the will of God, the same is my brother and my sister and mother." In these verses, Jesus mentioned two special groups of people. One special group would include his friends. The other special group includes the Lord's relatives. In our lesson, we want to study a number of passages that teach us how we can be the Lord's friends and relatives. Let's begin by showing how, from the Scriptures, we can be the Lord's friends. You know, the entire Bible teaches us that true friends are a very special blessing. Solomon touched on this in the book of Proverbs when he wrote, "A friend loveth at all times." Now, that's not a fair weather friend, that's a true friend. Loves at all times. Then in Proverbs 18 and verse 24, Solomon said, "There is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother." I suppose that as the king of Israel, Solomon appreciated having good friends. You know, a man in his position would have a number of enemies. It would be very helpful for him to have someone that he could discuss matters with and have confidence in, that he could just talk about matters that relate to everyday lives. But Solomon apparently understood that true friends are a special blessing. As a matter of fact, one of our songs under the title has Proverbs 18 and verse 24. "There is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother." Well, during his ministry, Jesus had a number of friends. For example, in Luke chapter 8, verses 1, 2, and 3, a number of the Lord's followers are listed, and I want you to notice that several ladies are included, and notice what is said about them. Luke chapter 8, let's start at verse 1. "And it came to pass afterward that he went throughout every city and village, preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God, and the 12 were with him, and certain women, which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went 7 devils, and Joanna, the wife of Cusa, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others which ministered unto him of their substance." Now you will notice that these verses do not refer to these good people as the Lord's friends. However, Luke tells us that they ministered unto the Lord of their substance. Now in my judgment, that's another way of saying that these people were good friends of the Lord. As he traveled from place to place, preaching the gospel and healing people, there were certain people who saw that the Lord's needs were tended to. Notice that several ladies are mentioned specifically, and they were very dear friends of the Lord. Now, some have tried to make something rather profane from the Lord's relationships with various ladies in the Bible, but that's reading into the text. There's nothing in the text at all that would indicate that to be the case. Jesus had some friends who were ladies. They ministered unto him of their substance. Matter of fact, notice that Mary Magdalene is mentioned specifically. The Lord cast 7 demons out of her. We don't read about that particular occasion when that took place. But many times when Mary is mentioned, the inspired writers indicate that Jesus cast 7 demons out of her. A number of years ago, I did some study on demon possession, and I did enough study to show that people who suffered from demon possession were afflicted in very bad ways. You can read about how one demon affected a person, and it would be horrible. Imagine poor Mary being affected by 7 evil spirits. Jesus cast them out. In one way, I'd like to read about the occasion when that took place, but it's not recorded for our benefit. But it is stated numerous times that Jesus cast 7 spirits out of Mary. Is there anyone she loved him as she did? Well, there were a number of other ladies who ministered unto the Lord of their substance. Jesus had good friends. According to John chapter 11, Jesus was very close to Lazarus, Martha, and Mary. Now, they were all siblings. Of course, in John chapter 11, we read about the occasion when Jesus raised Lazarus from the grave. But Jesus was very close to this family. He loved Lazarus, Martha, and Mary, and Lazarus, Martha, and Mary loved him. They always did, but I suspect that Martha and Mary especially loved Jesus after he brought Lazarus forth from the tomb. In John 15 and verse 15, Jesus said that the apostles were his friends. This verse says, "Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you." Jesus referred to the apostles as his friends. Well, these people, many others, were blessed because they were the Lord's friends as he fulfilled his ministry. So during the Lord's ministry, Jesus had a number of friends. But then in John 15, verses 13 and 14, Jesus showed us how we can be his friends. Let's read those verses. "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you." In verse 13, Jesus touched on just how much he loves his friends. "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." Now keep in mind what Solomon wrote in the book of Proverbs. As a friend, Jesus loves at all times. That's very comforting. But as a friend, he also sticks closer than a brother. That's very comforting as well. So Jesus touched on just how much he loves his friends. But then in verse 14 of John 15, Jesus identified his friends. He identified his friends as those who do what he commands. You see, the Lord wants us to love him at all times, and the Lord wants us to stick closer to him than a brother. So that works both ways. When we think about the Lord's friendship, he's dependable. He loves at all times, and he sticks closer than a brother. However, when we talk about our love to the Lord, we need to apply those same principles. He wants us to love him at all times, and he wants us to stick closer to him than a brother. These verses will probably help us appreciate some statements that are made in the book of James about Abraham. Let's turn to James chapter 2. James chapter 2, Let's read verses 21, 22, and 23. Now, in this portion of his letter, James, now this is the Lord's brother, was writing about the relationship that exists between faith and works. He stated several times, although he used different words in stating it, but his conclusion several times is, after referring to several illustrations, that faith without works is dead. So while he's discussing that general matter, he talked about Abraham. James 2, starting at verse 21. Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. How is it that Abraham became known as the friend of God? It was because he submitted to his will, to the point that when God told Abraham to offer Isaac as a burnt offering, he complied with God's instructions. That's a very heart-touching story that's found in the book of Genesis. I like to read it every once in a while, and I like to meditate upon it. If there ever was a man who loved God, it was Abraham. And he didn't just talk about it. He showed his love for God Almighty. Consequently, he is called the friend, and my Bible has that spelled with a capital F, the friend of God. Well, God was pleased with Abraham. Abraham wasn't perfect by any means. However, he was a righteous man, and he loved God. Well, I think Abraham provides a great illustration for us to help us understand what's involved in being the Lord's friends. Jesus said, "Ye are my friends if you do what I command you." Well, let's turn our attention to several verses that teach us what we need to know about being the Lord's relatives. There are a number of scriptures which indicate that Jesus came from a very special family. In Matthew chapter 1, the Lord's genealogy is recorded. It goes from Joseph back to Abraham. And if you'll study that genealogy very carefully, you will see that the kings of Judah are listed. Matthew, in his gospel, emphasizes the fact that Jesus is King of Kings. Well, the Lord's genealogy is also recorded in Luke chapter 3. That genealogy apparently is traced through Mary, all the way back to Adam. You will see that there's a change that takes place in the two records. After Solomon. Well, there's a reason for that. Joseph's lineage is traced in Matthew, that would be the legal one. Mary's genealogy is traced in the book of Luke. Now remember, Luke emphasizes the fact that Jesus is Son of Man. Matthew emphasizes King of Kings. Luke emphasizes Son of Man. Well, it just makes sense that he would trace the Lord's genealogy all the way back to Adam. But the point is, from those two records in Matthew 1 and Luke chapter 3, you can't help but be impressed with the fact that Jesus came from a very special family. And his immediate family members are listed for us in Mark chapter 6. And verse 3. Mark chapter 6 and verse 3 says, Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph or Joseph, and of Judah or Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? And they were offended at him. Now, I've mentioned this before, but whenever you consider where the Lord's immediate family members are listed, especially his mother Mary, after Jesus was about the age of 12, that's about the last time that we read about Joseph, he's no longer mentioned. That would indicate that perhaps he had already passed away. But he's not mentioned. Mary is. And remember, Mary was at the cross when Jesus was crucified. But the Lord had four brothers. We know their names. And we know that he had sisters. We don't know how many, and we don't know their names. But Jesus had a number of siblings. And I've always thought that it was very interesting that when Jesus was on the cross, he took care of his mother's future care. She was there at the cross when her son was being killed. Jesus was the oldest son in the family. It would have been his responsibility to provide for the care of his parents. We assume that Joseph had already passed away. He committed the care of Mary to his disciple John. Now, the Lord had four brothers. He had sisters. But he committed the care of Mary to his apostle John. Maybe that will help us understand why John often referred to himself as the disciple whom Jesus loved. Well, the Lord's immediate family members are listed in this verse that we just read. I never will forget many years ago when I was in school studying the life of Christ. Basically, we followed the Gospel of Matthew. But there were a number of passages from Mark that were tied in to the lessons as well. This was one verse. And when I was in school, I tried to figure out how the teachers operated. If you can ever do that, that'll go a long way toward helping you get through various classes. Well, I picked up on the fact that this one particular teacher, if he called attention to a certain detail, you better make note of it because you will see it again on an exam. One day in class, the teacher emphasized the names of the Lord's brothers. I made special note of that. And sure enough, on test day, list out the names of the Lord's brothers. Well, I knew them because I'd memorized them. That was a long time ago. The fact is, Jesus had physical family members. Now, you know, someone came up with the idea a long time ago that Mary was a perpetual virgin. That cannot be the case. She was a virgin when she gave birth to Jesus. But after that, Joseph and Mary knew each other in a physical sense. They brought forth other children into the world. Remember, Joseph was told not to have relations with Mary until after Jesus was born. He was born of a virgin. That was prophesied in Isaiah 7 in verse 14. Matthew indicates in chapter 1 of his gospel that the Lord's birth fulfilled that great prophecy. Well, the Lord's immediate family members are listed in Mark 6 and verse 3. Let's turn now to Mark chapter 3. And we want to point out that this was an earlier occasion. The Lord's family members wanted to see him. And when that happened, Jesus identified the members of his spiritual family. We've already pointed out that the Lord identified who his friends are. You're my friends if you do whatever I command you. Well, how are we able to be the Lord's spiritual relatives today? Mark chapter 3, let's start at verse 31. There came then his brethren and his mother, and standing without, sent unto him, calling him. And the multitude sat about him, and they said unto him, Behold, thy mother and thy brethren without seek for thee. And he answered them, saying, Who is my mother or my brethren? And he looked round about on them which sat about him, and said, Behold, my mother and my brethren. For whosoever shall do the will of God, the same is my brother and my sister and mother. Jesus identified the members of his spiritual family as those who do the will of God. These verses are very plain. They identify who the Lord's friends are, and they identify who the Lord's spiritual relatives are. And isn't it interesting that a Gentile like me can actually be a relative of the Lord? But it's a spiritual matter, and it has to do with complying with God's will and the will of the Lord. Well, we appreciate our friends, and we appreciate our relatives. Well, the Bible teaches us how we can be the Lord's friends and how we can be the Lord's relatives today. His friends and his relatives are those who do his holy will. God, help us to think about that, and God, help us to strive every day to learn the Lord's will, and as we learn it, to put it into practice. That includes correcting things that are not right, and then doing things that are right. We know what's right and wrong from a careful study of the Scriptures. The Lord has revealed His Word to us in such a way that we can understand it. It helps us to be good students of God's Word as we study to learn what God wants us to know and then to put it into practice. Then we can have the peace of mind knowing that if the whole rest of the world turns on us, we're still the Lord's friend and we're still His relative. I remember years ago having the privilege several times of hearing Brother Guyon Woods preach in various gospel meetings. I have several of his books. He was a great writer and a great debater. But quite often in his sermons, he mentioned how that Christ is our older brother. Think about that. Jesus is the Son of God. We can be adopted as God's children. And we can be the Lord's relatives. We can be the Lord's friends. Well, I appreciate the fact that he mentioned that from time to time. I think he was trying to encourage people to have a very close relationship with the Lord, to trust him, and to follow him, as we were singing earlier.